Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The great white shark is not a breed that might come to mind when you think of the different species that we get in Irish waters. However, it's thought the temperature and food options for them here are ideal. So we wanted to take a closer look at the shark population swimming around this island, and who better to do that with than underwater cameraman and filmmaker Ken O'Sullivan. Good morning, Ken.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
Very well, and lovely to talk to you again. Listen, before we come to the sharks that might be in Irish waters, there's this news this morning about the body of a thing called a spade-toothed whale washed up in New Zealand. And I read it's so rare that no one has ever seen one alive before. How significant is that find, do you think?
Yeah, look, it's an incredible story, isn't it? I know, I have to admit, I'd never heard of the animal before the story broke today. So it's a big twail, which are very, very rare. We've several species of them in Irish waters, four, I think, and very, very rare. Again, if you read about this animal, the word possibly and probably comes up quite a lot because we don't understand its diet, its age, the habitat that it lives in, because there's so few of them, as I say, that have been seen. But fantastic, and the New Zealanders, in fairness to them, seem to be well on top of it. They're going to get a post-mortem, a necropsy done on the animal, and hopefully learn more about it. And it shows the importance of that, because, you know, it happens in Ireland. If these animals wash up, that we can learn so much about them between genetics and toxicology and their diet from what's in their stomach. But yeah, incredibly rare find, apparently known because of the shape of its teeth, which resemble a spade. And yeah.
Well, listen, learning is what we're trying to do. And I know that there's an international team coming to find out what they can learn from Irish waters to see if we do have great white sharks here. What do you think it's likely that they might enjoy spending time in the waters around our island?
Well, I mean, great whites live in subtropical and temperate waters, and Ireland is temperate waters. So, you know, if you look around the world to different places, for example, Northern California or New England on the other side of the Atlantic, they get great whites there. So absolutely, there's every chance. You know, I'd love to meet one, Claire. I've spent a lot of the last 20 years in the ocean trying to encounter one. I've gone to great lengths. Sadly, not yet. But great whites are in the family known as Lamnidae, which is also commonly known as mackerel sharks. Now, that includes porbeagle and mako sharks, which are present in Irish waters, albeit in very small numbers. So there's every chance that there could be one here, yeah.
So tell us more about the great lengths that you've gone to see the great white.
Well, I mean, not particularly great white, but to look for rare sharks like porbeagle and mako, and always hoping you might find a great white. So we spent a lot of time, I spent 9 years trying to find a porbeagle, and we eventually did. One of the things that didn't work in our last series, North Atlantic, we were very fortunate to be on board Celtic Explorer, our state research vessel, and we did a dive with the ROV down to the Lusitania wreck, because I know the charter anglers in Cork, I know them for years, you know, they could do a lot of shark fishing over some of the wrecks. So we sent the ROV down to the Lusitania and put some chum in the water and spent 4 or 5 hours in the hope that we would find a shark, but sadly, we didn't. But I hope the lads from Trinity find something. I mean, they've been doing incredible work over the last few years. It's quite likely that it's there. But can I cut to the chase on something here, so clear? Because this, everybody is absolutely terrified and fearful of these animals.
Oh, listen, when you said earlier on that you'd love to see one, or you'd hope that they were in Irish waters, I was thinking you're probably in a minority there, because most people would be scared out of their lives if they thought they were swimming around Ireland.
Well, that's a natural reaction, and there is an astonishing job of work to be done in terms of creating education and awareness about these animals. But let's look at the statistics. Now, I did this in my book, and I can't remember, so I'm doing it off the top of my head. There's 8 billion people on planet Earth. There's 6 or 7 people taken by sharks every year. About 4 of them are by great whites. So if we say a quarter of all of the people on Earth go into the sea twice a year, that's 2 billion people swim twice a year, 4 billion swims, and about 4 are taken by great whites. You have a 1 billion to 1 chance. But if you live in Australia or South Africa or parts of America, of course, that's multiplied, which means that it's massively decreased in Ireland. So look, you have a better chance of winning the lottery 2 or 3 weeks on the roll. and you haven't been taken by a great white shark.
Well, when you put it like that, then let's be friendly with the great white shark. The film Jaws has a lot of blame to take, doesn't it, when it comes to the reputation that the great white has, and also sharks in general, really.
Yeah, look, I mean, Jaws is an incredible movie as a filmmaker. I'm in awe of it. I mean, it was one of Spielberg's, probably his first big blockbuster. There's a few interesting things about Jaws. First off is that Spielberg came out a few years ago himself and apologized for the harm that Jaws had done to the prejudice it had generated against sharks. And we are killing, humans are killing up to 270 million sharks globally every year, mm-hmm. right? Now, when they were making the movie, apparently Spielberg had a bit of a breakdown because the big 5-meter robotic shark that they made, it wasn't working. It simply wasn't fearful. So if you watch Jaws, they had to change the whole filmmaking style to a kind of an Alfred Hitchcock implied sense of fear. So if you watch the movie, you don't see the great white. You don't see the actual shark until about 50 or 55 minutes in because it just wasn't scary. And the guy who wrote the book and the screenplay for Jaws was a man called Peter Benchley. And not long after Jaws was out, I'm old enough to remember when Jaws came out, now I was very young. And one of the publicity things was, oh, millions of people will never get into the sea again. So Benchley was scuba diving in the Bahamas, I think, not long after Jaws, the movie came out. And he turned around and found himself face to face with a great white. And he was honest enough to say, if this animal took me now, it would be natural justice. Of course it didn't. Mm-hmm. And he realized this was a beautiful, sensitive animal, looked at him for a while and took off. And eventually, author of Jaws spent the rest of his life as a shark conservationist, making documentaries and writing books.
Right. But of course, we don't know as much about that as we do about the Jaws film.
Well, yeah, I know. Exactly. But, you know, things like Jaws and the media, Claire, have a huge responsibility. Some of the prejudice and the fears that they generate. And, you know, I've been filming sharks for 20 years. I did a whole episode for a series at RT in 2013. And I was really proud because the Irish Sun did a full page story on how sharks aren't actually man killers. And I thought, this is great education, awareness, people know. But every July, when news is quiet, various news outlets come back to this fake news, as we had with this crew in Galway last week. Absolute fake news. A great white shark off Galway. The video was from Australia. Terrifying people, you know. But I suppose behind that, there's a job of work to be done in creating the education and awareness for these animals. I can find no credible record of anybody being attacked by a shark in mm-hmm. the water in Ireland.
Well, and what you try to do is encourage people to be aware of making our waters shark friendly so that more of them will come here. And a lot of that has to do with conserving their food supply, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if they, you know, if they don't have enough to eat, then they're not going to be around. There was a terrible case there 3 or 4 years ago where a Spanish fishing trawler was arrested and brought into Castletown Bay by the Navy, and they had the fins of 5,000 blue sharks on board. Mm-hmm. Now, they caught these sharks on long lines, chopped the fins off because they're worth their weight in gold in Asian markets, and you know what? They had their gear impounded. I think the judge fined them €12,000. I mean, you know, are we going to take this thing, conservation, seriously? 5,000 sharks. So the thing about sharks, just to say clear, sharks are what scientists might call an apex predator or a keystone species. So their presence is a sign of a healthy, functioning marine ecosystem. And the reverse, obviously, their absence shows the opposite.
Ken, always lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us. Ken O'Sullivan there, underwater cameraman and filmmaker. Now we'll take a quick break before the news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.